We're talking to Lauren Dubert, a Benedictine basketball player who helped win the Heart of America Conference Tournament in 2025 and went to the national tournament, and you guys lost to LSU, or you won against LSU Alexandria and then got beat by the number one seed in the Bethel, Tennessee. Kind of talk about going to Benedictine and being in NAIA division in basketball.
So I was able to spend 2 years at Newman University and then transferred to Benedictine my junior year of college, and was able to kind of help the team do some really cool things our last 2 years, and this year winning the conference tournament for the first time in 10 years against one of our rivals at Mid-America Nazarene was really cool. It was a lot of fun. And then went to nationals and played 2 games in Tennessee and came up just short in that second round game, but had a really good career and a lot of fun.
Starting back in high school, you were a 2021 St. John's Beloit graduate. You won the state in javelin and then second in pole vault, and then the track team was third, and then the basketball team was third. It was quite a year in 2021. Just kind of talk about your teammates and winning state in javelin and third in track and basketball.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun all through college. I had some great teammates, some great teams, and we were very successful and never quite won a state championship, but we did a lot of really fun things, and I'm really happy with how we performed and, you know, just the people I was around every day and the coaches that got us there.
When you made the jump from St. John's Beloit Division One of, or Division Two of 1A to Candace Newman for 2 years, MIAA, the best Division Two league in America, talk about that jump from high school St. John's to Candace Newman.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge jump. It was, the competition was way different, and thankfully I'd played a lot in the summer against some really good competition ranging from D1 to NAIA girls for 3 or 4 years, and so I had seen a glimpse of it, but I didn't really fully get a grasp until I was there. And it's, the MIAA is the best D2 conference in America, and it's tough to win. Winning is really hard, and the girls you're playing against are extremely athletic and they're extremely gifted, and so being able to go up against that competition every day in practice and then every day in, or every game we played for 2 years, was a lot of fun, and it really developed me as a person and a player.
Well, here you are, a young lady from St. John's Beloit with a lot of athletic talent going to Division II, Candace Newman, and then it was a rough and tough league, and Newman doesn't always do the best in the MIAA, and then you jump to one of the better Heart of America teams in Benedictine, and then you played with a completely different team, but game in, game out, you were there for 2 years. You were the player of the week, defensive player of the week. You did it all. What do you think was the biggest thing that you improved on from Candace Newman to Benedictine?
Yeah, I think I learned a lot at Newman, and I grew a lot as a player in those 2 years, and I was able to take the physicality and just the basketball IQ that I'd learned and translate that into being a really good leader for our team and just a better all-around basketball player. I learned to play more inside at Benedictine, whereas I couldn't do that at Newman at all, and so taking my game from being just a shooter to being a all three level scorer and just a conductor of a team, by my senior year, I feel like I was a much different player than I was as a freshman.
Well, Lauren, you're going to graduate in May with a marketing and management degree, and kind of tell us about your future and what you plan on doing and being a big city girl in Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm planning on moving to KC. I'm hoping to secure a job in the next week and kind of make that decision on where I'm going to be, what I'm going to do. But I'm really excited for something new, next step, and kind of see what, yeah, city life is about for a little bit.
Well, Lauren, we're certainly proud of you from rural America, and certainly done great things from St. John's Beloit to Candace Newman to Benedictine, and we wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thanks, John.